We want to remind everybody to join us most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, or at our upcoming show at beautiful Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado, July 10th. See what it looks like when public radio people go outside. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, though, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Kiri, later this year, the Italian Space Agency will launch its Futura mission. And to prepare for the arrival of Italian astronauts, the International Space Station announced it will do what?
Send up a shipment of garlic?
No. They're installing something on the space station for the Italians' comfort and enjoyment.
Pasta maker?
Close.
Ooh, close.
Something Italians like.
A decent coffee maker?
Exactly. An espresso machine.
Yeah, all right.
The Americans and Russians might be content, you know, with weak coffee from the space Dunkin' Donuts, but not the Italians. The Italian coffee company Lavazza has designed the world's first space espresso machine. They called it the Espresso Machine, ISS, International Space Station. Yeah, thank you.
Very clever.
Thank you, Italy. Seems excessive, but keep in mind, the Americans make water up there by recycling their own urine. The Italians were like, yeah, we'll make our own coffee, thanks. Americans like, no, I'll operate it. I had a big Gatorade this morning. I'm ready to do a latte. Let's go.
I wonder, they must have like the nicest space suits, because I know that Alitalia...
They're fitted.
Yeah, the suits are designed by Armani on Alitalia. It's true. And so I wonder if they have like, hey, ciao, bello.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the drape on the space suits. Very nice.
This helmet's a little too big. Can you make a little smaller? I want to... Feeling good. I don't know how to fly this thing, but I look good.